running mat. And there's running mat so kids can get a bulldozer. Push them up.
Uh-huh. And then if you didn't have a bulldozer and you put some, had some mules there and you put chains around it, and you know, as you try to get it out of there, you might say that we have, what would you have done?
Ties it up,
yeah. Yeah, and then you can
lift it out of the ground.
What is the first thing you use in the field when you're getting ready to plant?
First thing you use would be the lift the rollers. Lift the rollers, yeah.
Yeah.
Then,
how would you do that?
Then, take a sand spot and put the shovel plow on it, or a metal buster, and lay them off. Run the gunner with the distributor down in that gutter, list on it, then you'd knock it off, and then run your thumb and plant the seed on top.
Take it back.
Yeah, cotton and corn, same word.
And after you got it all level, what would you start to do? Like when you're getting ready, other, you know, any of the kind of things you do after you get it level?
Yeah, you take a drag or a top bar over to level it. Yeah.
And then after you level it, what do you do then?
Then you lay it off. Lay it off. Lift on it and get ready to plant in rows.
What about the thing that you use? What are the different types of things that you use when you begin to plant? You want to cut right down in there what you're doing.
Yeah, that'd be use a metal buster or a shovel plow, two Johnson wings. Put on they throw the dirt metal each way with a 4-inch skewer. On the second stock plow.
That's interesting. And after you plow, what do you use to break the ground even finer? You want to break it up in a little bit, yeah, after you plow.
Yeah. That'd use safety high.
What are the different kinds of harrows that you use?
Yeah. Top high, yeah. Your section high be the same thing, you know. Bust the clods or level it off. Same thing as the top high. Yeah.
That's interesting. What is it that the wheels fit into a wagon? You know?
That's an axle. Yeah.
What do you call the X-shaped frame that you lay a log across to chop it in the stove length? You know, that X frame chain thing that you put, you know, outside.
Yeah. And that's the... That's chopping the wood, getting ready for the stove or fireplace one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And if you chopped it up and you wanted to make it small and it had the thing that you put the wood in, what was that called? The X shape?
Rack, yeah. The rack. Put in that rack and you can saw it. When you saw then the length you wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
That rack.
What about it?
Put that away. Put your wood in there. Maybe be four or five of them racks, you see. Long pole would go in them.
Mm-hmm.